But the church, with Jesus Christ as her master and guide, aims higher still. She lays down precepts yet more perfect and tries to bind class to class in friendliness and good feeling. The things of earth cannot be understood or valued aright without taking into consideration the life to come, the life that will know no death. Exclude the idea of futurity, and forthwith the very notion of what is good and right would perish. Nay, the whole scheme of the universe would become a dark and unfathomable mystery. The great truth which we learn from nature herself is also the grand Christian dogma on which religion rests as on its foundation, that when we have given up this present life, then shall we really begin to live. God has not created us for the perishable and transitory things of earth, but for things heavenly and everlasting. He has given us this world as a place of exile, and not as our abiding place. As for riches and the other things which men call good and desirable, whether we have them in abundance or lack them altogether, so far as eternal happiness is concerned, it matters little. The only important thing is to use them aright. Jesus Christ, when he redeemed us with plentiful redemption, took not away the pains and sorrows which, in such large proportion, are woven together in the web of our mortal life. He transformed them into motives of virtue and occasions of merit, and no one can hope for eternal reward unless he follow in the blood-stained footprints of his Savior. If we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Christ's labors and sufferings, accepted of his own free will, have marvelously sweetened all suffering and all labor, and not only by his example, but by his grace and by the hope held forth of everlasting recompense, has he made pain and grief more easy to endure. End of quote. Thus we have a general view of the Catholic outlook on life in the words of the heads of the Church. That outlook on life was once embodied in the social institutions of Europe. But since the 16th century, every effort has been made to weaken the Church's influence in politics and economics. The resultant evils must be overcome by returning to integral Catholicism. Now, as has been already pointed out in this work, there are four points upon which attack is always concentrated and which reforming action must ever keep in mind. They are the supernatural and supranational Catholic Church, the state and the native land respectful of the rights of the Church, the Christian family, and the development of the personality of the child through Catholic education. Before, however, sketching the lines of reform according to the sovereign pontiffs, a few words must be said about the relation of the human person and of the family to the state. This will enable us later on to bring out the contrast between the Catholic ideal of membership of an ordered state and the complete subjection of the individual to the state divinity in the system based on Marxian principles. The human being, in Thomistic language, is both an individual and a person. On the one hand, owing to his having a material nature like the animals, that is to say, on account of his being an individual, he is a component, part of a whole, formed by the family or by civil society. In this respect, he is directly ordered to society. He is only indirectly ordered to God. On the other hand, owing to his having an immaterial soul by which he resembles the angels, that is to say, owing to his being a person, he is directly ordered to God and society exists for him. The individual is for society as the part is for the whole, the hand for the body, but society is for the person as the whole of an inferior order is for the whole of a superior order, as temporal life is for eternal life. We must say proportionately that the family is in the state as the part is in the whole, and thus is subordinate to it from one point of view, while from another, the family, which provides the primary goods, birth, nourishment, education, dominates the state, which provides only the secondary or supplementary goods. To save the state, a father of a family may be asked to sacrifice his life in war, but the whole order of the state is meant to serve the family and, through the family, the human person.